This industry is not what you think it is. Don't let these people fool you, man. Before in this social media, I'm going to give y'all a little background of me, man. Like, my life is not perfect, man. Don't think because I'm on Instagram showing this, showing that, I don't got a perfect life either. And I want you to understand that just because all these rappers show all this money and show all this fame, don't think their life is good. It's not. These people are always faking and let you know that this is not what y'all want. Do something that's low-key. Do something that can help you out other than being a target or a flashy. Because God can take this away from you real quick. And it's not a blessing from God. And I tell people that 24/7, this is the devil's game. It is not. This is not no God's game. This right here is for you to look up to me. This right here for you to look up to me. This right here is for you to look up to me. If I don't wear this, you don't look up to me. If rappers don't do what they do, you won't look up to them. If these people not who they are, you won't look up to them. You won't want to be like them. That's why the game would never end, because there's always somebody want to be like somebody else. These rappers, not life is not good. What y'all think it is? All this money they got, guess what it is? Guess what? It's a game.
And there's so many people that want something that they're not even ready for. Like so many people are chasing a dream they're not even ready for. It's you ever was chasing a girl, right? It's just like this. You ever chased a girl, and then once you get her, you're like, yo, this is not what I thought. Gotta go. It's just like your type of, sometimes the type of shit that you into is not for you.
All right, peace, y'all. Peace. So in this video, I'm going to be basically exposing the industry, all industries, Hollywood, hip-hop, the music business, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to be basically explaining to you guys how these individuals keep everybody caught up in this spell. All right, now, this is information that they don't want people to know, and I'm going to elaborate on it. Now, I would advise y'all, if any of y'all are artists or wanting to be in the entertainment industry, okay, I'm going to explain it to you how this stuff works, all right? I'm going to explain it to you exactly how all of this stuff works, okay? Now, as you can see the title of the video, entertainers selling dreams and people buying them, right? Now, this whole concept, I learned this in the music business, where you have to basically come up with a character, okay, or a ploy. Now, I said this in previous videos before on how a lot of these people do this, all right, but the concept is very simple, and I'm going to explain it. So, the idea of gravitating the general public's attention, okay, being captivated and caught up in this spell, is the whole concept of selling hope or selling dope. All right. Now, people may ask, well, I'm rapping or I'm doing these things. What is separating me from them? All right. Now, granted, we all know that Satanism and magic and all of these things do exist, right? But now, what I will break down to you guys, is, and also demonology and things of that nature, what I will break down to you guys is how this process works. Now, when these people are involved in these type of spiritual practices, right, there are no doors that open for them, okay? Usually, these spirits give them the idea, all right, that they go forward with and pursue. All right, and it makes their job or their career path much more easier, okay, for them to reach their common goal, all right? So whether it happens, like I said, it may happen after you take part in a pact. It may happen within 3 to 6 months, okay? And usually these entertainers will come up out of nowhere, all right? But most people ask, well, what separates me from them, right? Why is that I can't get in that position and they are, all right? Two reasons, okay? For one, it is the machine, okay? And for two, it is possibly a hot beat. Now, the machine is basically the record companies, right? The Hollywoods, all right? These broadcast networks, all right? These screenwriter networks, all right? These are places that are the ones that are funding, all right, the individuals, okay? Everybody has to get paid for their work, all right? Now, the concept of selling hope, all right? One and the same. Now, I'm not going to say this to take offense to anybody's religion or anything of that nature, but I want you guys to understand the process of how this thing works here. All right. Now, selling hope comes from the whole ordeal of the pastors. Okay. Now, back in original days, back in the old days, right, the pastor was the microphone controller that delivered the message to the slaves and so on and so forth. Right. Now, let's be honest here. We, the people, are the slaves. All right. So the same concept comes from being on stage and performing. Right. So when we take a look at pastors and rappers, they both are performers. All right. And the pulpit is actually the stage. OK, the microphone controls the crowd. All right. And the message that is being delivered is hope. All right. So when we see rappers putting out songs that are basically depressing and sad. All right. These are songs to give the individual that is listening a form of hope, all right? When you hear these songs, it's to relate to the listener, okay? Everybody out here is pretty much going through hardships, all right? Even celebrities, when we see them, we may think that they're rich, all right? But in all reality, they just have rich people problems, okay? Some people may say, well, I'll take the rich people problems over being broke any day, right? But it's still on an equal playing field. You're still going to be struggling, all right? Just because you have a mansion, all right, doesn't mean that you don't have to continue to work to afford to pay for that mansion, all right? So when you get tired of rapping and you don't want to rap anymore, all right, you're going to have to participate, all right, in doing so, all right? If you want to maintain that lifestyle, all right? Now, when it comes to the people, all right, selling the hope, right? Because the pastor is selling the hope and the artist is also selling the hope, right?
We lived off of food stamps, government cheese, powdered milk. We were poor, 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 poor. You know you're poor when you change the TV with a what? Pliers. You know you're poor when you use a what for an antenna? Hanger. Thank you for feeling my pain.
So one side hopes to make it into heaven, all right, while the others hope to be in that artist's shoes one day. Okay, now, in all reality, we know that selling hope, right? Selling hope, because nobody wants to go to hell. It's we all want to make it into heaven, right? But it's being directed to you in the form of one day. Okay, one day you will be there. One day, all right? And we don't know, nobody even knows if we actually go to this place when we pass. We've never heard any stories from any individuals that have passed and came back and then, you know, and told us their experience, right? But we see that it's one and the same of selling hope, all right? So now, naturally, their job is one in the same, okay, to derive the listener into hope of being in that position one day, all right? When you're down in the crowd, and you're looking up to this performer on stage, okay, that is a form of directing a crowd, all right? So when you want to be a performer or artist, okay, you have to understand the concept of selling hope. Now, it's vindictive to do, all right, because you're playing on people's emotions, right? Like I said in my first video, you have to play on people's emotions in order to gravitate a crowd towards you, all right? Now, if your story is very similar to someone else's, okay, you can be honest and truthful and explain your story. But at the same time, to gravitate more people, it's something called shock value, all right? Now, when you're playing on people's emotions and they're feeling sad or down and depressed, which a lot of this music today does, a lot of these individuals realize that they are being manipulated through sounds and through communication, all right? Now, the selling dope part, okay? Now, I'm not talking about actually going out there selling drugs or promoting selling drugs, but I want to talk about what the dope is, okay, in the industry, okay? So basically, the dope is the American dream, all right? This is what we're sold on a daily basis, the American dream, all right? That maybe, I would say, 85% of Americans never actually reach, all right? People of all races and creeds come over here in hopes of getting that American dream, but most likely they never live in these type of environments, okay? Because there is so much more that we have to do to get there. While most are inherited these finances, okay, some actually have to work hard for it, all right? And you're going to meet a lot of obstacles, all right? So the term American dream is exactly what it says, all right? It's a dream. All right, Martin Luther King had a dream, all right? You have rappers out there like Meek Mills that wants his followers to chase their dreams, okay? The dope boy rappers sell you a dream, okay? To thinking you can follow their footsteps and never get caught, okay? So you see that this process of selling a dream, okay, selling a dream in hopes to getting to that position, all right, it derives on the listener. Now, 9 times out of 10, the message that's being delivered in these songs or portrayed through TV, television, all right, we see it all the time, all right? We take a look at Hollywood. Even Hollywood sells dreams, okay, with the whole concept of the white picket fence, okay? Most, like I said, most of the time, a lot of people don't even reach this plateau, okay? When we look at movies and we see, oh, they're such a happy family and, you know, everything is all good. But they, if you always notice and pay attention in these movies, no matter what movie you watch, okay, there's always a problem, okay? There's always a problem or issue. I don't care if you're watching a comedy movie. There's always a problem, okay? So what we have to realize is that there's a dream that's being projected to us, okay? This television screen that we're so caught up in, it is literally a form of an imagination, okay? It's someone's imagination brought into play, all right? Now, let's take a look at sports. Sports also even puts you in a dream state, okay? Do you see how the hypnotizing ball is going back and forth? The same thing in sports. One side to the other. One side to the other, right? It's the same concept. A lot of these things that people are unaware of with the whole concept of selling hope, all right, or selling dope, it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with selling drugs or anything of that nature. It's basically playing on people's emotions, okay? So if you're an artist, all right, and you are painting a picture, okay, your picture has to be somewhat vivid to make people think and grasp their attention, all right? So when you're writing a song and you're just putting words together, it has to have a meaning, all right? The whole form of having concepts in music has been taken away now. and they focus derively on selling hope. All right, when you see jewelry and you see these guys around all of these women and the nice cars and things of that nature, a lot of that stuff is not there in reality. Okay, when they cut those cameras off, they go back to being normal because they're there to sell you a dream. Okay, they're there to sell you hope in hopes that one day you can drive those cars too. Okay, to live that lavish lifestyle. All right, so. A lot of artists realize this technique, and they tell you this in the music business, okay? They explain this to you. You have to sell your product, okay? Your product is your music or your acting skills, okay? You have to sell yourself. Has nothing to do with your soul, but you have to sell yourself, okay? To this corporation, to make them believe that whatever you have, okay, is actually going to be sold. All right, 9 times out of 10, we don't know if these individuals actually even been shot or stabbed or whatever the case may be, or been in some type of jail activity, okay, because anyone can basically say this, right? They're selling a product, all right? We have to understand that they're selling a product, a image to the viewer or listener, all right? So now, like I said to you guys, I hope you guys don't go out there and decide to participate and do these type of things because it's very manipulative, all right? But I realize, you know, some people are still caught up in this spell where they can't wake up out of this dream state, okay? Waking up out of this dream where they're constantly following these artists and celebrities. Now, I'm not telling you guys not to follow your dreams, okay? Whatever you want to do out there in life, it's there for you to do, okay? But you have to also remember, all right, these type of situations take these steps and requirements to make it, all right? Now, if you're a kind-hearted person and you say, hey, Jay, I just can't be dishonest like that, man. It ain't for me. By all means, cool. But at the same time, there are going to be some people out there that decide to say, hey, you know what? That don't sound like a bad idea. You know, I'll take it. More money, more problems. Well, give me the problems then, right? Such a strange world we live in today. Well, I hope I kind of broke that concept down for you guys. I'm going to also be doing a video on a few other celebrities, a few guys, you guys pointed it out to me. I'm going to be talking about them as well. So much more. I'm actually wanting to start to do my live streams on Patreon as well. I have to figure out how to get the notifications out to you guys because it notifies you guys pretty late. So I'm going to figure that out as well. All right. So with that being said, I hope I touched on that and elaborated how the concept of selling hope or selling dope works in the entertainment industry. And for those that, like I said, for those that decide that they want to participate in this business still, okay, you're going to have to realize that there are requirements and rules that you have to follow to progress in this business. All right. So everybody have a blessed week. Stay safe out there and peace.